Quick warning before we get into the celebrations. There can be some swear words and adult concepts in these episodes, so make sure there's no kids around and maybe pop on some headphones. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Rights for Women Book Launch Podcast. I'm Pamela Cook, author, podcaster, and writing coach and mentor. My latest release, Cross My Heart, is a story about an orphan child, a lifelong friendship, and an impossible promise, now available at online retailers and through my website at pamelacook.com.au.
And I'm Kel from Rights for Women, the other half. I'm a podcaster and want-to-be author. My business is Listen Up Podcasting, and we make podcasts for a positive world, like this one. You can find me at www.listenuppodcasting.com.au or catch me on Facebook or Twitter.
As many of you will know, with the advent of coronavirus and lockdowns, authors with new releases have been unable to promote their books at live events. Here at Rights for Women, we want to help authors celebrate their new releases and help readers discover new books, all of which are available online at retailers and through independent bookstores. We'll be releasing these mini-sode chats with authors regularly throughout the coming months while we're all in isolation and authors need a place to launch their books.
Please share the love by letting your reading friends know about the podcast and the books on social media and by reviewing any books you read to help authors get the word out. This is a great time to put some new books on your shelf, virtual and physical, and to share the gift of reading.
I'm Renee Dahlia. Today we're going to talk about my release, Racetrack Royalty. Racetrack Royalty is the story of Shannon, who's the horse trainer brother, and he's just been asked to take his champion horse to Royal Ascot, where he meets the heroine. It's the fourth in my Mirinda Park series, so the final sibling gets his own story. The other three in the series came out, two last year and one in January. If you want to read the extract yourself, my publisher has just put it on their website, romance.com.au. Okay, so chapter one, June. Shannon stared out the window of the train at the sun trying to rise through the grey skies and tapped his foot. The colour of the grass here in England was extraordinary, more vivid than anything he'd seen in Australia. Even in the dim early morning light, it glistened with all that abundant rainfall they got here. He picked up the British paper, hoping to help pass the time faster, but nearly threw it down in disgust as he flicked over the snide comments from the English press about his horse. Last night, the last bloody place he wanted to be was at his mate Lee's family mansion in London for fancy drinks, with a crowd of people he didn't care for talking about whatever it was people chatted about socially. He always struggled to follow the way their brains worked as they flitted from one dull topic to another. At least Biographical's new owners had been in attendance, so he'd been able to talk horses to someone other than Lee and his own family. He understood horses more easily than people. The party had gone on, and he hadn't been able to extract himself until this morning to head back to the stables at Ascot. He only went to Lee's family house for his mate, and because his sister Serena had assured him he wouldn't be away from his horse for too long, nothing else would drag him away from Biographical. He shook his head. The staff at Ascot had strict instructions for Biographical's feed last night. Shannon checked his watch. He was a little late for the morning feed, but he still had plenty of time to take the burly colt for a walk to stretch his legs before the racetrack filled with people ready for the day's races. 2 years ago, he'd been training bush scrubbers, the rejects from his family farm, Mirinda Park, the horses who were too small or crooked-legged to be sold. Today, in about 6 hours, his horse Biographical would take on the world's best sprinters on the most famous stage of all. Sure, the prize money was shit compared to what was offered back home in Australia, but the prestige of being at Royal Ascot with his horse, well, that was every horse trainer's dream.
Congratulations for releasing the third one in the series. That must feel fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a fun series to write.
So what inspired it? Tell us what inspired the series and where this novel fits in.
it's a bit of a who you know story. So I'd already written a series for the same publisher, which is Escape Publishing. So that's an imprint of Harlequin Australia. And then the acquiring editor said, look, we have some space in our schedule for some rural romances, but we want some that don't, that aren't the usual cattle station ones. We want something a bit different. And I said, well, what about a horse racing one? And then the editor said, yes, pitch me that. So, yeah, so then I invented Merinda Park, which is kind of a medium-sized horse farm with these four siblings who own it. And the father, before the books start, the father was a gambling addict and he'd died of a heart attack. And so the first book is basically the oldest brother trying to save the farm. And he's making some financial decisions with regards to buying horses that are a bit risky and, you know, obviously manages to pull that off. And he meets a professional punter, and so obviously the gambling is a big conflict in the first book. Yeah, look, I work in horse racing in my day job, writing for a couple of magazines and stuff. So it was quite natural for me to write the horse part.
Yep.
And I think the trick was more backing off on it and keeping it in layman's terms and, yeah.
Yeah, and actually making it more for the punter to be able to understand.
Yeah, not being too technical, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is easy to do when it's your day job to write that technical stuff.
Well, it's funny. They always say write what you know. So this is exactly what you're doing with these books. So do you love it? Do you love being able to write about what you know and already have a passion about?
Yeah, look, it was really neat to be able to invent a farm and kind of run it the way that I would run a farm if I had one. I can't afford to have my own horses or my own farm, but I can write one.
Now, I just want to point out for a sec, you're an author in isolation with kids at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
They are supposed to be having a quiet hour and doing schoolwork, but I see that arguing against it.
That's okay. That's exactly what my life is at the moment. And I'm sure lots of listeners out there completely understand your position right now. So I won't keep you too long. I know it's hectic. What are the things that you really want readers to know about this book and the characters and what you want them to get out of it?
Look, I just want them to have a really fun time reading it. And, I mean, maybe learn a bit more about horse racing, but that's not really the point of it. The point is just to have a setting that I could be immersed in as a writer and then have a great story that people will enjoy reading.
And what about your characters? What made you fall in love with and write the characters that you've written?
Well, in Racetrack Royalty, the English girl that's the main character, she's basically has a lot of elements of me. She can't afford to have her own horse, but she really loves it, and she is super into pedigree analysis, which is the world's weirdest hobby. And so she's going to Royal Ascot to kind of watch and be involved and to actually meet a real trainer and be able to go and meet this horse that she adores from afar, but then suddenly it's all up close. It's like a dream come true for her. Mm. And she has to kind of unravel how much of the attraction she has to him is because he's opened up her hobby to her as a real thing, and how much is him himself.
Mm. Nice. We always love those emotional conflicts. And where can people go and get this book when it comes out?
It's through Harlequin Australia, through Escape, which is their digital imprint, so anywhere online.
Where can people find you, Renee?
Well, my website is reneedahlia.com, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
And something that we're doing at the end is a sort of pay it forward. If you could name another Australian author that you think people should rush out and read right now.
Oh, God, how do you pick only one?
I know.
Well, I mean, it just depends what you're into. If you really like historicals, there's Darry Fraser or Tia Cooper. I really enjoy their books. Mm. If you want contemporaries, I just finished reading A Romantic Suspense by Elizabeth Rose. That was really great.
Excellent. There's three authors right there that people can go online and click and collect. Okay, I'm going to let you go. So, Renee, thank you so much for being on the Rights for Women Book Launch podcast. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you. I hope it really goes well.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, it's always tricky to launch the fourth book in a series because people kind of feel like they need to read the whole one. But this book stands alone by itself. You don't need to have read the other three.
And you know what? With all this time in isolation, just go on and order the series. Why the heck not?
Read the whole lot.
That's it. And are they available on ebook and audiobook?
Just digital at the moment.
Okay.
My June book is going to be an audio. But
ooh, exciting. Well, we'll talk about that one in another podcast episode.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you, Renee.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Book Launch and supporting our authors. If you like what you hear, check us out at rightsforwomen.com where you can find all our regular episodes and our new book launch episodes, and help us help authors by supporting us at Patreon for just a few dollars each month. You can find out more about all of this on our website.
And don't forget to subscribe to Rights for Women wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, can you please give us a quick rating and review so other people can find us and these awesome books that authors are launching in isolation right now.
Happy reading.
This podcast episode was recorded, produced and edited by Kel Butler from Listen Up Podcasting. Podcasts for a positive world.